Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah.
Why is Ohio State one of the hashtags? Nobody gives a fuck about
Ohio
State.
Yeah, greatest bowl game in the whole the whole shebang.
No.
Best bowl game there was.
It was not.
Did you watch the game?
Yeah, it was great.
It was great. It was like a video game.
It was predictable, right?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very predictable. Ohio State came into the game, didn't give a fuck about it because it's not the bowl game they wanted.
Right? I did not expect...
They seemed to very much care about the game.
Yeah, in the second half, yeah.
Well, here's the weird thing, right? So it's still the Rose Bowl. It is a big, big tradition in the Big Ten. I thought people would have cared and not sat out. I was not expecting 8 starters to sit from Ohio State for the Rose Bowl. Same with Corral and the Sugar Bowl. Like, it's still the Sugar Bowl, for Christ's sakes.
That is the only other bowl that anyone gives a fuck about if they're not in the big boys.
Right.
Is the Sugar Bowl. But even the Sugar Bowl is like 50% of the Rose Bowl, I would say.
Yeah. And so I wasn't expecting that. 19 freshmen played.
Well, did you expect your third string receiver to, like, receive for 350 yards or whatever the fuck he did?
Oh, yeah. He broke every record there was in school history, which... I mean, you're going back to like Terry Glenn and Chris Carter and those guys. No. And same with Stroud. Stroud threw for almost 600 yards in that game.
Marvin Harrison Jr. got in the mix.
Yeah.
What happened with, so Boise State was supposed to play in the Barstool Sports Bowl,
mm-hmm.
but that game got canceled.
Boise got COVID.
And CMU went to the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. So I guess Barstool just gets its money back?
No, probably not.
They lost a lot of money on that deal.
Yeah. That's like $3 million, man.
Yeah. And that was the theme of most of this bowl season. A lot of games got canceled, including the Hawaii Bowl, and it was Hawaii who got sick and they couldn't play in it.
UCLA.
It's hilarious that Hawaii
canceled
got
3
sick.
Hours before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the quarterback that was going to be one of the top guys in the draft and he got hurt?
Corral.
Yes. He's dead, right? Like he's not
he's fine. It looked like an ankle sprain, nothing crazy.
Yeah, it didn't look like it was that bad. It wasn't like who's the dude? It wasn't like Milton. Like it wasn't like a leg amputation situation.
Yeah. Right.
Milton's leg fell off.
He just got engaged. Congrats, man.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Okay. Cheers. Congrats. Cheers to him. Cheers to him.
Yeah. Hopefully he's alive.
Yeah. But looking at the bowl season as a whole, is it worth playing anymore? That became the question from a lot of our listeners of, are any of these games worth playing anymore? If you're going to sit out the Rose Bowl, does anything matter except for the college football playoffs?
No, it doesn't. And
but
here's what you'll see happen, and maybe it'll be good, maybe it'll be bad. But I said that this is the same thing that's going on in legacy media right now, where people like Rogan and others are dragging people off of legacy media.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, the numbers catch up, and Pepsi and Coke are like, well, we're not going to fucking spend money at CNN anymore. We're not making any money. It's a business. And they're going to have to go more granular down to individual content creators. And with the NIL, it's kind of a mirror of that situation. Does Duke's mayonnaise need to have the Duke Mayo Bowl?
They got
anymore?
Their money's worth.
Million.
No, that was actually a good game. Yeah, but I'm just saying.
No, not the game. The just dumping mayo on.
That's gross. But that was a pretty good game.
Beamer.
Yeah.
But, okay, let's use a different. So Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. Tax Slayer can just pay fucking kids to wear Tax Slayer hats.
Right.
on the sideline or some shit now instead of spending $5 million on this fucking bowl game or however much they spent.
I am a lot more likely to pick my mayonnaise based on bowl game sponsorships than who does my taxes.
God,
for sure.
Mayonnaise is not something that should be consumed by human beings. It's fucking disgusting.
Dumped on your head.
No.
What if you're making a quick and easy aioli?
Yeah. I had some last night.
If you use it as an ingredient, yeah. Like you're making homemade blue cheese dressing,
yeah,
you need the mayo for that.
Well, you shouldn't be doing that, right? In my opinion.
Mayo like, and fries.
Oh, God, dude.
What happens if you over-toast your bread and it's too crunchy and you need something to soften it up?
Yeah.
Mayonnaise.
No, there's a lot of uses for mayonnaise.
There's no calories in mustard. Mayonnaise is egg whites and oil, and it's whipped, and it's disgusting.
Doesn't matter what's in it. There's a lot of things that are bad for you that taste amazing.
Women can wrestle in it?
Yeah.
It definitely doesn't taste great.
Hobo sex play and you want street lube?
Yeah, dude. A little mayo. Lube.
Yeah, yes. I think doubles as a fleshlight.
Coconut oil is pretty inexpensive, isn't it?
Yeah. No. Hobos don't fuck with coconut oil.
But it's solid at room temperature, which would make a lot more sense for a hobo. Right, to be honest.
That's a Whole Foods purchase, though.
But
that's,
you're also getting those valuable MCT oils.
You're correct.
That the homeless
need. It's too expensive for homeless people.
Is that what you've identified the needs of the homeless, and it comes down to MCT?
No, actually, if they ate too much MCT oil, they would just shit off themselves. The sidewalks, yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, look.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
our supplement business for the homeless.
Is this what this show has turned into?
That's the Monday Morning Recap.
Been here in a while. Yeah, this is exactly what the show
is. What we
do. Jesus Christ. I got a lot of messages of like, hey, man, it's not even sports anymore over here.
That was the goal.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, sports are all fucking dumb right now.
Well, look, the bowl games. So let me ask you this. I don't think there's a fucking point.
Can we get to the
in
point?
The bowl games
I
anymore.
Think there is a point. I think it's a great like springboard for guys that are coming up for the next year. Kind of like a spring game, but like on steroids.
Mm-hmm. That's what it felt like from Ohio State.
Yeah, you're able to see like the next crop of guys coming in that are going to be on your team next year.
It also, for Ohio State, doesn't need it so much, but other teams, for example, if Utah had won, it helps your ranking going into the next year.
Yep.
Yeah,
there
true.
Is a point to playing and winning those bowl games and trying hard.
And honestly, only
for like the top four non-CFP bowl games, right? Maybe you're a middle teen team that gets into the top 10, maybe, but
you need to be floating
not.
Around New Year's. So it was big for Kentucky to win against Iowa.
10 wins.
I think that, yes. Yeah. And that's the other thing. Getting to a double digit win is a big thing as well. So Mizzou losing to Army, the troops fucked us. You guys win again.
I'm against the troops.
I know.
I'm against the troops.
Yeah.
But
we get to claim state champions this year. Florida.
Yeah, you beat Florida. Florida looked like they didn't care. No, I'm kidding. It was the same thing with Ohio State. Like that first half, it didn't look like they cared to be there at all, which was weird to me. I'm so torn because we got the result that all of us predicted, right? Except for you.
You would
Cincinnati in the championship.
Yeah, I just kind of threw a fucking flyer out there.
Well, you know.
Just in case, on the off chance it was right. Then I could just kind of drag my nuts through.
Because, those two games were miserable. And they were over by the second quarter for both of those games.
It was 10-3. And right before the end of the half, Alabama scored. But, up to that point, Cincinnati's defense showed up.
But their offense didn't.
Ritter did not.
No.
Well, they don't have an offense. So
that became really fucking evident.
Yeah.
But they did throughout the entire regular season until... here's what I don't understand. He's 6'5".
Yeah.
How is every pass getting batted down at the line of scrimmage?
I mean, that's the difference between P5 and G5 teams, where it's the offensive line, defensive line. Like, they're just so much bigger.
But after seeing that, are they out now? You can't have a non-power five.
No.
You don't think
so? I think
Cincinnati's
going to see a defensive recruiting class similar to what Clemson saw in 14, 15, and 16, right? Because everybody wants to be part of a great defense, but there's only so many slots.
They're also going to move to the Big 12 with UCF, Houston, BYU. So, Big 12 is going to be okay. It's not going to be necessarily a P5 conference to the point where they're losing Texas and Oklahoma. But they're not going to be I don't think they're going to be in this weird middle ground where they're a half P5, half G5.
Let's keep it in track with one of their new members, BYU. They'll be the soaking of conferences.
Yeah.
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 But nobody's going to care about that conference either. It's strange.
Baylor just won.
Baylor
winning the Sugar Bowl. That's huge for Baylor going into the next year.
They'll probably start out 5 or 6 next year, right?
Oklahoma State beat Notre Dame, came back, won that game.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably start out 8. give or take.
Those two teams guaranteed themselves top 10 rankings
other
by winning those
Cincinnati,
games.
Other than Cincinnati, the new Big 12 showed up.
Cincinnati.
Yeah, Houston beat Auburn.
Cincinnati BYU showed up for a while. Their defense played as long as they could, but they were on the field the whole goddamn time.
Yeah.
Like that's obviously only going to go in one direction.
Can I put this out there, though? Kind of going back to the Rose Bowl. Before Cam Rising got hurt, obviously they were kind of humming.
Yeah.
That is a team to look out for, maybe a dark horse for the playoff next year.
Boy, somebody.
Yeah, I saw you respond to that.
You just made a bunch of people happy with that. Look. You still lost to a team with 19 freshmen out there.
He got hurt.
Doesn't matter. You lost to a team with 19 freshmen. Like, I don't know what the positive is.
Okay, but they're all five stars. Like,
but they never played. They never, like, it was fun seeing Marvin Harrison, his kids play. Like, I was like, oh, shit. I heard he was good. But, none of those kids had really played before. They were fun to watch, and it was a blast. But to go into the Rose Bowl and put on a performance like that out of freshmen who have never played before was fucking insane to me. A Utah should have beat them. And I even told my parents as we were watching the game, my mom was screaming at the TV. I go, why? We shouldn't even be in this game.
Yeah. And I mean, they eventually had to go to a walk-on freshman quarterback at the end of the game who did deliver.
Yeah.
He tied the game.
100%.
Which, is what it is there. But, them not calling any timeouts at the end of the game and just letting Ohio State kick a field goal to win the game was weird. Right?
Weird. They had all three timeouts. They didn't do anything with them. It was fun. There were six touchdowns scored in a 2-minute and 45-second span.
Yep.
I've never seen anything like that. Five touchdowns scored within 90 seconds. That was fucking awesome.
That weird one where the Utah quarterback just bounced off a guy.
Yeah.
And there was no one. Yeah, there was no one behind that guy.
Which, ran for again, 60 yards.
Yeah.
Guess where he was before Utah?
Where?
Texas.
Was he really?
That's
fucking wonderful.
Lost Texas quarterback.
But besides, look, the reason we're talking about the Rose Bowl so much, it was probably the most exciting game. The Purdue-Tennessee game was great.
That was great.
The Iowa game was pretty fucking good as well.
Again,
that one was a little more football-y.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I enjoyed it, and it was good, and it came down to the last second. But other than that, every other bowl game was fucking boring to me.
I thought the Arkansas-Penn State game was pretty interesting.
Yeah, Oklahoma State-Notre Dame also was.
Arkansas just demonstrated that they're a legit team.
And yeah,
I had my suspicions, but they're a legit team.
They are, but you got five out of what, 63 bowls? How many do we have now?
There's a lot of bad bowl games.
Yeah,
terrible.
I mean,
that's nothing new. It's not like this year is different.
To be fair, it just depends. Like even the Missouri game, Army won that on a last minute drive. Like they won that in the last 30 seconds of the game.
Both teams look so awful that I guess it's fun just for the sake of doing it. We all bet on Mizzou.
Yeah.
And then they all
let us down.
The pallbearers. Yeah. They should change from the Tigers to the pallbearers.
Well, now if you took the points.
Just let us down.
If you took Mizzou plus the points, you covered.
Didn't take the points. Yeah, We all money lined.
Mizzou covered.
Yeah.
You guys. Yeah,
Mizzou, we all suckers. Took the points on that one. Either way. You shouldn't lose to Army, for Christ. I mean, it was a terrible game overall. What was it, 13-10 or?
22-24.
No. Nah.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yes.
You guys went up 16-7 or something?
16-3 at the half, I thought. Yeah.
Either way, to me, you can scrap all these bowl games. Dan Holloway, you called this, I think, week 5 or 6. You said we should just cancel the rest of college football and watch the best 2 out of 3 for Georgia versus Alabama, which is exactly what we got.
Yeah,
the problem is there isn't going to be a third game.
No, it's irritating to me. It would be really nice if they just played each other a couple times.
Yeah.
Like from now. I think the way the College World Series is set up, if you come through the loser bracket, and that could mean a lot of things in CFP. It could mean that you didn't win your conference. It could mean that you got beat by the other team or whatever it is. But if you come in a status like that, I think you had to beat them twice to win, honestly.
But what do we do now?
I don't know. They're going to expand CFP to 8 teams next year, and there's going to be 4 games that are blowouts in the first week.
Yeah.
Right? And then there's going to be 2 games that are blowouts in the second week, and then there's going to be a couple of actually good football games.
Let's be real. Eventually, the SEC is going to extend 2 invites to Clemson and Ohio State, and then that's just going to be Division I. SEC is just going to be
They should absolutely come up with an English soccer-style fucking relegation and promotion system. That would be perfect.
I've got a crazier idea. What if the college football playoffs turn into March Madness and it's literally a 64 team bracket at the end of football season.
That's awful. Everyone just, you got to win eight games to fucking, that's yeah, eight more yeah. weeks of the season, bro. Yeah,
you play your, you have two warm-up games, you play your conference, and then you start the tournament.
Yeah. The way this is all shaken out, it's going to be a disaster. Look, Clemson, I think, is done, actually. I don't think they come back to yeah. prominence for a while.
You didn't buy that giant Iowa State win?
No. I didn't buy that.
If you're the bowl, if you're the bowl selection committee, why would you put those two teams against each other? Like, oh, it's going to be a defensive battle. Well, it's certainly not going to be an offensive battle, is it? Right. Because they don't have. I mean, God damn it, that's the most boring game. Put a good defense against a good offense and see who wins. That's interesting.
All they care about on those fucking things are who will travel.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And they're handcuffed by conference alignment, right? So that whatever that fucking bowl, I don't even remember. Was it Cheez-It?
Yeah, the Cheez-It Bowl.
So the
former Blockbuster Bowl.
They had to pick ACC and Big 12, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah, something weird like that.
That's second how most of the bowls used to be, right?
You had two conferences that you could choose from. Affiliated.
Yeah, like the Rose Bowl used to be the Big 10 winner and the Pac 12 winner, and they faced each other. They only do it now if neither team went to the CFP, which is exactly what happened.
But the Rose Bowl rivalries this year. Then it was really nice. Like it kind of kept the end of the season together a little bit.
Yeah, but now with people sitting out and everything else, like that Michigan State Pitt game. There was a meme of that guy crying in the stands afterwards for Pitt. It was like, why? Your quarterback sat out. One of the best quarterbacks in college football.
By the way, you got to be really careful going to college football games these days.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because you will get memed real quick.
The Cincinnati guy with the long neck and the pretty, fro. The
I mean, fucking Bucknut all the time. That
everybody.
Dude.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm sick of seeing that fucking
guy. Somebody new every fucking week
yeah.
in college football. Just don't go to the games.
Yeah. So look,
you got to blend in. Stay home. At least. Like you got to just wear all gray. No one wants to put you on camera.
Yeah. Wear a mask.
Yeah, wear
that a way mask. There's no facial expressions. Yeah. Now that we have what we thought we had, Georgia, Alabama, what happens? We'll start with you, Holloway.
You're asking me what's going to happen in the game. Alabama's going to win.
Okay, because Georgia's favored by 2.5 right now on mybookie.com. Mm-hmm. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your deposit. You still have Alabama winning this game.
I think that not because of the players on the field. Honestly, I think Saban is all up in Kirby Smart's ass and his head and every orifice that motherfucker has. I don't think he can beat him, honestly.
Okay, what about you, Delka?
I tend to agree. I think maybe Georgia might be a better team, but
I think they're a better team. They don't have their quarterback sucks, honestly. I mean,
he's not that bad.
But that's not what you want to hear about a really quarterback in a national championship game that he's not that bad.
He delivered against Michigan. He's making some dimes.
For sure, yeah. He's not a terrible quarterback, but man, that offense is pretty anemic sometimes. But the defense is so much better than anybody else's. They fucked up against Alabama. They run a 3-4. But usually they run a 3-4 with stunting inside linebackers. They blitz on 68% of possession or 68% of their plays or something. It's some crazy number. They didn't do it against Alabama last time.
Right.
And it is like a coach in the NFL going up against Belichick trying to fucking play mind games and shit. Just play the game and do your best to try to win the game the way that you've been winning games this whole time. I think Kirby Smart fucked himself over last time. I think he's going to do it again.
It's true. I think him running that fake punt with Justin Fields, that kind of cost him the game. I think he's played conservative against Saban ever since, and it's just in his head. So he needs to open up the playbook. He needs to just get wild. Mm-hmm. That's something Cincinnati should have done. I didn't understand Fickell was just kind of playing pretty conservative on offense.
Yeah, it was strange.
It's just like, dude, just do whatever you can.
Nothing, I get it. You don't want to lose. You don't want to lose the game with your offense turning the ball over and shit.
But you're going to lose regardless.
Yeah, so. you can't. Like, your defense can't take 60% of the pressure. It can take 50% pretty well, but once it gets to 60%, you're fucked against any really good team. You can't play. I mean, it's like prevent defense. It never fucking works, ever.
Right.
So you going to Alabama as well?
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah. Because we took Georgia before. I think 3 out of 4 of us did.
Yeah.
Before. After seeing that game, what about you, Bob?
I'm sticking with my goddamn preseason pick.
Yeah.
My preseason pick was Georgia. I'm staying with it. I mean, look, I agree with everything Holloway said, but like Kirby gets a do-over.
Yeah.
Like he literally, it's fucking Groundhog Day.
It's hard to beat a team twice, but he's 0-4 against Nick Saban, right? And Nick Saban is 25-1 now against his former assistants.
Also, if I pick Alabama, I get to play both sides because Georgia's my preseason pick.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
So I win no matter what. Yeah.
This is something that...
But you're gambling on this game.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
So who, where's your money
you
going?
Give me Bama and points? Yeah, I'll take the points.
2.5.
Maybe to 3, yeah.
Okay.
Bump it up.
Yeah, with me, this is what I told, because one of my best friends is a diehard, Clayne Crawford is a diehard fucking Alabama fan. When I watched that game, they ran the ball the entire game, and I think their first drive was like 10 minutes. I mean, it was fucking nuts. It seemed like they were playing a game that Georgia couldn't get any film off of or show any form of plays that they might call in the national championship. It was the most bizarre game where if they would have let Bryce Love, what's his name, or Young, Bryce Young, chuck the ball around, they probably could have won by like 50 fucking points. Mm. It seemed like the same way they played against Notre Dame last year.
Cincinnati's secondary is very strong.
That is their strength. That's like I actually do think Bama, you might be right that they held shit back, but Bama also lucked out in the fact that they were like the Cincinnati's weakness was their line. So they were able to kind of keep things simple and just jam it down their fucking throat.
They were getting like 7 yards of carry.
Yeah.
At will.
Yeah.
So
the fucking guy, the fifth year running back for Alabama had over 200 yards.
Yeah.
Like they fucking gashed him.
I don't know if there's plenty of tape on Alabama at this point. They didn't get any new players since the playoffs started, right?
No, whoever's in for Meachie.
Yeah, they lost Meacham.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
He's out.
Yeah, but they've got, 3 weeks of tape on that dude now?
Yeah.
I mean, Alabama scored 40 or more points in, like, 6 or 7 games this year. They do what they do. Nick Saban doesn't really run trick plays, does he?
No. I don't know that you would find a Google result for that.
I don't know Bill O'Brien's play call in history.
Yeah. The last question I have for you, because this was what he asked me, was like, does anybody want to see this game? I don't even want to watch it, really.
Dude, so this is the thing I was seeing online a lot, like on Twitter and shit, is people were like, this is bullshit. Like, no one wants to see SEC versus SEC, and that's fine. I kind of get that, but like, what do you want to do? Draw names out of a hat?
Yeah.
It's not SEC versus SEC. It's a game we just saw 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That, in my opinion, Bama curb stomped them. I don't think Georgia deserves another shot to go and let's say it's a close game and they win by 3. Are they really national champions at that point? I felt the same way about LSU fans' gripe when they had to go against a rematch against Alabama. They beat them at home.
100% national champions. What are you guys talking about? You got to do it under the lights at the show when it's time to go. Like, if you lose to a team in the regular season and you play them in the Super Bowl and you beat them, you win the Super Bowl, don't you?
Also, that year, LSU did not get past the 50-yard line until the fourth quarter, so I don't hold that gripe.
I do. Look, they beat them at home. They beat Bama at home, and Bama didn't score any points. I mean, they got blanked in that game. So, to me, I don't know...
I'm going
to
watch the first
9-0. Yeah,
I'm going to watch the first quarter, and it'll be the winner of this national championship game will be decided in the first quarter, in my opinion. I don't think there will be a runaway score or anything, but you'll be able to tell by how the two teams are playing immediately who's going to win. And if it's Georgia running some pissant like safe offense, they're done.
Yeah,
they are absolutely done. If they're not fucking rushing 5 or 6 guys on every single fucking play, done.
Are they up against a Monday Night Football game, or are they by themselves that night?
I'm sure there's a, well.
No, because it's week 18
it's
or whatever.
It's the final week.
So they don't have Monday Night, that, I guess.
No, they don't. Not before the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They don't do that.
So everybody has like the same rest schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, the NFL usually purposely avoids that.
Yeah,
like the big ones.
I'll be curious to see what the ratings are for this one. I have a feeling they're going to be
lower.
Low.
Yeah.
Low. Public interest for this is, again, there's no winners. I mean, if Bama wins, then congratulations, they're the most dominant. But if Georgia ends up winning, Bama fans have a gripe of like, hey, we've already fucking stomped you.
Georgia's got to win by 10 or more to make it legit in people's minds, probably, right?
I mean, it's a win-win. You know who the Patriots beat the last week of 2007?
No.
The Giants.
Did they really?
This week 17, the Patriots beat the New York Giants.
You got to show up. When it matters.
I guess.
They went 1-1 against the Giants in 2007.
Didn't the Patriots just sit everybody in the last game?
No, because they were playing to go undefeated.
Oh, yeah.
That undefeated year. Their last game of the regular season was the New York Giants, and they beat them.
Yeah. By the way, the Giants were sitting people, so it really didn't matter.
Yeah.
They probably still would have won if they had sat most of the people.
No, the Giants were a wild card team. I think they were playing to...
Yeah, they had to win
it
in.
They were already in that game before that, right?
They might have been playing for better seating.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't remember the full playoff situation. I just know they won that game. It was, and then the Giants beat them five weeks later.
Speaking of seating in the playoffs in the NFL, Green Bay, home field advantage in the NFC. Look, I said this a few weeks ago. I thought Green Bay was going to win it all.
Thank you, Green Bay.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting the Eagles in.
Yeah.
The Vikings, Eagles
fly,
are clinched.
Eagles fly, Eagles fly. Even though Jalen Hurts almost died.
Well, that's a FedEx Field problem.
Was that the craziest shit ever?
Just a stadium collapsing, yeah.
Yeah, a stadium collapse and almost killed the quarterback.
It was one railing, first of all, and it was under the weight of like 15 Delco residents.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, of course, it collapsed.
But also the composure of Jalen Hurts to just kind of sidestep it and then help everybody up.
And then take selfies with him.
He's growing on me.
Is he really?
He's growing on me.
God damn it. Minshew should be in there.
No. Jalen's just too good of a weapon with his, like, when he's healthy with his feet, like, it's just a different dynamic.
I guess.
I mean, play both if you want. I don't care.
Yeah, I guess. They don't have a shot at winning.
That worked out really well in New Orleans.
Yeah, exactly. they don't have a shot at winning. Green Bay looks too fucking dominant, and now you got to go play in 0-degree weather.
I had zero expectations this year.
To be fair,
we made the playoffs.
I believe they had home field advantage throughout the playoffs last year as well.
They did, and they lost to Tampa Bay, which will lead me to Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay lost their star wide receiver.
Well,
what the fuck happened? There it is. What the fuck happened? So I'm on a plane, and I got Wi-Fi, and then I got it on my phone, and then Antonio Brown was trending. And I watched the video. I didn't think it was real. I don't know if anybody was watching that in real time because it was the Jets and nobody's watching Jets games these days. But
well, they were winning the entire game until they weren't.
Yeah.
At the end.
Until,
was it like 13 seconds when Tom Brady threw that
13
touchdown?
Seconds, yeah. Like a 30-yard bomb. What the fuck happened with Antonio Brown? Did anybody get a straight answer on this?
No. I mean, they interviewed Gronk post-game. It's not like he's going to give you much insight.
Gronk was just like, now I was on the field playing. I have no idea what happened.
Well, Bruce Arians said he tried to get him to go back in the game, and he refused.
His ankle injuries, from my understanding.
No.
Wait, what was it?
He didn't want to go back in from the ankle injury, and they were trying to force him back on. And then he was having a disagreement with one of the other receivers, and that's when he pulled his pads off and threw them on the ground. What was crazy is that, like, it had to have been more than that, because the way he goes across the entire field, and like when they're like the plays are still going on and he's shirtless and just like throwing up peace signs.
Yeah, he's waving to the crowd.
Yeah, and he finally gets into the end zone, sir.
Here's the way the timeline happened. Uh-huh. So he appeared to get into an argument on the sideline. This is the news in the order that it came out. He appeared to get into some kind of argument on the sideline, took all his shit off, and like Giorgio said, he's walking through the end zone on the other side of the field while the teams are still on.
Literally.
He's just like, all right, see y'all.
Yeah,
it's pumping up the crowd.
The fans were into it.
I mean, I don't know if they knew that he was leaving forever, but maybe they did, and maybe that's why they were cheering. I have no idea. Either way, the next thing that comes out is ESPN fucking our sources from the Tampa Bay Bucks say that what Giorgio said, which is that he's injured. They were trying to get him to go into the game. He said no, and then fucking it all blew it from there. Arian said afterwards, had nothing to do with his injury.
Okay.
That's what he said. I don't know if that's true or not, but something weird happened. AB is crazy. There's no question about that. And he needs some serious
mental help.
TLC in general. Okay. Somebody needs to attend to this young man.
Tom Brady tried. Yeah.
He's tried. A lot of people tried. Hopefully people keep trying, because otherwise he's going to kill himself. Let's be real.
And that's what Brady said after the game. Like, I hope you have some compassion.
But something more than the story from Arians is bullshit. You can tell just by looking at his face.
Yes.
He's thinking too long about his answer. I don't know what the fuck happened between them. Something happened. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that Arians is even at fault. He may be trying to protect AB, to be honest. But it wasn't, hey, go in the game, and AB says, no, my foot's hurt. Because a couple more catches, about 80 more yards and one more touchdown, and that's a total of about $1.2 million in bonuses for him.
Yeah.
He's not fucking stupid. He might be, you know, losing his goddamn mind, but he's not stupid.
He had a great season, too, and I know Brady fought for him even after the vaccination card hoax that he pulled. Brady fought for him to be on the team and said, look, I need this guy to win a fucking Super Bowl. He shit on Brady and everybody else. I mean, he had over 1,000 yards. and was still out for like three games.
So does he ever sniff another NFL field?
No.
Or is he an LA Ram by next week?
Oh, that'd be rad.
I mean, OBJ's amazing. OBJ's been getting it done.
He's been on fire.
But
league minimum, AB, LA Rams.
It would be amazing if that happened, but I don't think he gets back on the field ever again.
No. By the way, I wanted to point out real quick about his vaccination card. Still fake, but Citrus County is real.
Is it real?
A listener pointed that out in my Instagram DMs.
No fucking way.
Orlando, isn't it?
I don't know. I didn't know beyond that, but he was like, my mom grew up there, unfortunately.
Or no, Orange County's Orlando.
Yeah, but Citrus County, Florida is a real county.
Citrus County is a real fucking town, huh? Or county. That's amazing. That's amazing. Look.
It is interesting. We'll see. Maybe somebody will do a documentary 10 years from now after he's out of rehab or whatever the fuck's going to happen and discuss exactly what happened. Because people with CTE for sure will snap like that about something stupid and just go the fuck off. Arians knows exactly what happened. He was standing right there.
Yeah.
And he fucking, AB got mad and walked away. He knew enough to say it wasn't because of the injury.
Yep.
That's just say, I don't know. And then end that sentence if that's the reality of the situation. It's not. But it seems like Arians is probably protecting him.
I guess.
Probably just doesn't want to say, we were just having a conversation. And he fucking lost it.
And he lost his shit.
Honestly, he probably doesn't, because it's not really helpful for AB.
Right.
The only thing that it reminded me of was Dennis Rodman always said that he wanted to retire by taking off all of his clothes and walking off the court buck naked. And it seemed like he had watched that 30 for 30 on Rodman or something and was like, that'd be a hell of a way to go out.
Maybe, but they still have probably a deep playoff run ahead of them.
Huge.
Right?
Most of us, I think, picked Bucks versus Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I did.
I wouldn't pick that now.
I wouldn't either. I would not with Antonio Brown out.
It's definitely going to be the Cowboys because that dude, that guy that's running for governor said so.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to get Super Bowl. Well, he's not going to be in office in time.
What's his name?
I fucking forget. But they kept running ads during the
Cowboys
game.
He's got like a tiny body. He looks like a flat Stanley. He has like a tiny body and a giant fucking enormous head. It's the craziest shit I've ever seen.
Craziest shit of all time.
Yeah, we're getting that Super Bowl back to Texas.
That's what he said, yeah.
And bringing prayer to school.
Yeah, your children.
You're going to need all the children in Texas to pray to make that happen, and it's not going to happen. I got Chiefs versus Packers now looking at it. Chiefs are back.
I think the Patriots are going to beat the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game.
The Patriots?
Yep.
Wow. Who is the one seed in the AFC?
Right now it's the Titans.
Is it the Pats?
It's the Titans.
Titans are back? Okay. Yeah.
Titans are the one seed in the AFC?
Because they got a tiebreaker with...
My God, without KC? Henry?
What week?
There's still
was
one
it?
Game left, though.
Yeah.
What week was it when Rodgers had the COVID incident where he with the whole vaccination immunization thing?
Titans play the Texans, so
yeah, they're going to win.
They're winning the one seed.
Kansas City has not been taking their games very seriously lately. Although they're playing,
they've won seven, eight in a row.
They suffered from some bad play calling at the end of that game against the Bengals, but also it was on the road and the Bengals are fucking good. So,
yeah,
but
Joe Burrow's good.
Yeah. And Jamar Chase, is anybody questioning that pick now? Everybody's like, oh, you got to take another offensive lineman. No, I don't.
Joe Burrow made that pick.
And, you know, to be honest, that might be good news for Trevor Lawrence next year because he's got his guy there too, right?
Yeah.
And maybe he'll get another one of his guys.
I mean, Doug Peterson will take over the Jags.
It seems like the easiest coaching decision of all time. It's got to be Peterson, right?
Just hire Peterson.
They're down to two already. It's Peterson and somebody else.
Fuck.
It's a black guy.
Okay. I was going to say bring back Gus Bradley.
Could you imagine? Bring back Minshew. Lawrence doesn't look great at all this year. We'll see what happens.
Or just hire Leftwich.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. Leftwich might be on his way out. He's been getting recruited by the Jags pretty hard. That's the word on the street.
I think he'll be at the Bears, actually. And I think the Bears probably draft a new QB.
No. Nagy's going to keep winning and save his job.
Oh, God.
Win three straight.
God, I hope so.
Jesus Christ.
That would just be perfectly Bears.
The Trevor Lawrence thing, he doesn't look good. That's very true. Like, it's Burrow got chased out of the building and then eventually injured last year. But when he was playing, he looked pretty fucking good. Trevor Lawrence looks like shit.
Yeah.
I don't blame
Although
Trevor
he
Lawrence.
Didn't have, I mean... There are receivers other than Jamar Chase on the Bengals that were there before this year, right? They have a couple of good receivers.
Tyler Boyd. I don't know who their fucking tight end
And they
was.
Have Joe Mixon as well.
It's always questionable to me when it's a dude like fucking Lawrence, because yeah, he was awesome. Like, he put up numbers, but man, he put up numbers against a lot of dog shit teams.
Yeah.
Like, he plays in the ACC, like, or played in the ACC.
That game against Alabama, they fucking boat raced the fuck out of them. And he, it was a bit, it was mostly him in the early part of that. Like, yeah, he fucking carved Alabama's defense off.
And he did well against Ohio State. Yeah. But like, those are two games versus like, you know, 90. Over the course of, like, however fucking many.
I think the big issue is whether or not the season breaks his spirit or not, right? Obviously, Joe Burrow's got balls the size of this fucking building. He doesn't give a fuck what's going on. He's going to do what he's going to do regardless of the circumstances. That's just how he's built.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the same is true for Trevor Lawrence yet. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll find out. Right now, looking at it, I get Packers versus Chiefs.
Okay.
And, look,
we're going to stick with our Super Bowl pick.
The Rams still?
Rams.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. Stick with the Rams.
God. Rams are heating up, although they turned the ball over.
They had the Eagles first round, by the way. So.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good for them. That should be fun.
Yeah.
Be a nice little bye.
Yeah. That is like having a bye. Isn't that right?
Yeah, no. Donald's going to probably eat Jalen Hurts. So.
Is it in L.A., by the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
I still like Rams Chiefs, which I think is what I picked preseason. I'll stay with that.
Yeah, I think that
that'll break
right.
My heart, because it should be the I-70 Super Bowl.
I'm going to stick with my Rams-Browns pick.
Speaking of which, the Browns are on tonight. They're playing Roethlisberger. It's his last home game. The Pittsburgh Gazette took out a big one-pager on him and said thank you for all the memories. I've already bet this. I went all in because the Browns are going to be the Browns, and I don't think Roethlisberger loses his last game at home. Who do you guys got in tonight's game?
Ooh, do you hear the rumblings that Washington is interested in Baker Mayfield for the 9th pick?
You're kidding.
That would be a very Washington
That would be a Washington move. Lord. It would be great.
The reason they still suck ass and are dog shit is because of that trade they made with the then St. Louis Rams like a decade ago.
RG3?
Yeah, the RG3 trade where they traded like... They're like, have our next 4 years of draft picks. Just take them all. Hey, we need Robert Griffin.
That rookie of the year was worth it.
There's no quarterback that's ever existed that would be worth your first round draft picks for 4 years. Not one quarterback. I don't care how great they are in the history of the NFL, would be worth that. Because you wouldn't have the assets to build around them.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking pointless. God damn it, man.
It's like draft day. It's
ESPN
like Kevin
runs
Costner.
The same article every single year about the cost analysis for trading up to get quarterbacks.
Well,
it has worked out zero times in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it, man. It's like fucking communism.
Ross,
we're
going
to be the ones to get it right.
You definitely don't draft a quarterback when nobody goes to his birthday party.
Exactly.
That's what we learned from draft day.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, he was a loser?
This was...
He didn't have any friends. He wasn't a leader.
He didn't have any friends. Yeah. Pittsburgh -2.5 tonight.
Do you remember that was like a big thing with Zach Wilson?
What?
He wasn't a captain at BYU.
Yeah, he wasn't a captain.
So he's not a leader.
Yeah.
That could be for a number of reasons. He could have broken like a weird honor code thing. Yeah. Like, he spilled milk on his feet.
You moved when you were soaking, boy.
You thrusted. You thrusted, goddammit.
I don't know. Yeah. I think Roethlisberger is going to get trucked tonight and die on the field.
Yeah, I like the Browns here. Yeah.
It would be more fitting for Roethlisberger's career if it went out badly.
I hope it does. He's a bad person.
Yeah.
I hope it ends badly for him.
He's kind of a massive piece of shit.
Yeah.
I've got him winning tonight. I'm all in on Roethlisberger. Let's go.
He wins.
18 years.
You think he wins and then just rides out in the sunset on his motorcycle?
I hope so.
Without a helmet and crashes and dies.
Look, they got one more game next week. It's an away game. If you win tonight, do you even come back for that? Or do you just let Mason Rudolph play? Yeah, just opt out and just say, look, I'm concerned with my life.
They were talking about Mason Rudolph and ESPN this morning. Like, oh, do you think he's the future of the franchise?
No.
Like, and they were like, oh, Mike Tomlin seems like, no, he doesn't. No. Mike Tomlin is a reasonable human being. He was able to keep AB on the field.
For years. Yeah.
Without any kind of weird shit until the end there.
Your future quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
Not a far move.
I love that. Yeah.
Not a far move.
Kind of love that.
I think the fans would be happy with that.
Local boy.
Yeah, I don't know what pick they're going to have. If they win tonight, they'll be 8-7-1. They still have a shot at the playoffs if they win the last two games.
I mean, if they are in the teens picking-wise and they can get one of those decent quarterbacks, they should definitely take one.
Yeah.
Right. And they should probably take a fucking running back, or not a running back, but somebody for the line. offensive line to replace Villanueva. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let go. That was a stupid fucking move. But I don't know if you can get those. Usually you can only get those in reverse order, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you get the offensive lineman in the mid first round and the quarterback in the early second, not vice versa.
Depends. Yep. Depends on the type of the offense the quarterback was in a lot of times.
Yeah, that's true. There are some steals, I guess.
Yeah.
You don't want to count on that for the future.
No,
no.
I will honestly, if someone might get a nice little deal on Matt Corral, between.
Yeah, he'll probably drop if he, well, are they going to have pro days? Are they going to fucking, that shit going to happen?
Well, he's so small that I don't think a whole lot of teams were like super high
into
on
it anyway.
Yeah.
Dude, fuck.
I heard end of the first for Corral.
That's quarterbacks, right? They're always going to be like propped up.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we get some breaking news with a quarterback. Caleb Williams has entered the draft portal for the Oklahoma Sooners.
Transfer portal.
But Oklahoma's still an option, so he's just kind of like feeling out.
It is, but is this going to be the new thing for every fucking kid? Do I have to worry about this bullshit?
Absolutely.
Why?
I mean, Kofi Coburn did it. He even entered the draft.
Yes.
He still returned to Illinois.
Went back as basketball, but yeah, that works. I do it with my marriage all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You enter the portal.
Yeah,
every night.
Like, babe, I'm entering the sex portal. I might be back. I don't know what's happening. I always come back.
Yeah, because like you have no other options.
Yeah, I look around and there's nothing else. She's like, fine, whatever, have fun.
That's hilarious.
I'm back the next day.
I don't understand this. Like, you got a good coach there. You got Brent Venables. Why is everybody jumping ship from Oklahoma all of a sudden? I mean, they fucking blew out.
That's Bob Stoops, baby.
It was. Did part of you look at that game and be like, man, maybe Stoops should just come back and coach this team?
Yeah,
he should. His retirement was weird. Urban Meyer's made sense, you know, like just because Urban does weird shit. But like Stoops leaving at that age,
he just wants to enjoy.
It felt like he was forced out.
No,
he wasn't forced out.
He just wants to enjoy his 50s.
He had a lifetime. Yeah, he had a lifetime gig there. He could have coached.
He has an office there. That's why he just like shows up. He's like Barry Alvarez at Wisconsin.
Yeah. And we called it. That was a blowout.
Yeah, like he's going to roll the dice and just let him wing it. He's like, yeah, do whatever you want. Like, we're going to put up points.
Yeah.
That was the easiest call.
I'd like to see him go to South Carolina.
They're going to the SEC. Oklahoma is, right?
Yes. And my guess is a lot of people think that it's 2025 is the year. I assume they're going to break it. They're going to work out the details and just break off and go in next year. Like, there's probably going to be big offseason news in like February, March, some bullshit like that.
That's what I think. Speaking of which, more breaking news here. Good luck for Georgia. Stenson Bennett says, it's not my job to be the savior at the press conference today. You don't want to hear that out of your starting quarterback.
Why would you say something like that?
I don't know. Why would you say that at the presser today? Like, going into the game, it's not my job to be the savior. You're the fucking quarterback.
Winners,
yes, it is.
Winners want the ball when the game's on the line. Gene Hackman said it in the replacements to Keanu Reeves. And Keanu Reeves came back and fucking became a quarterback again after he was kicked off the team, because that's possible.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can just show up on game day at halftime.
And maybe
AB shows up next week at halftime.
At the Super Bowl? I think you should wait to the Super Bowl.
And then he fucking comes out onto the field with no shirt on and then puts it all back on.
Yes.
Like,
in the second half.
Psych.
Oh, you know what? That happened in a league of their own, too. She just shows up for game 7.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, I'm on the roster. That's how it works.
Yeah, it's not.
Little Giants.
No.
Icebox comes back.
Little Giants is fucking Pop Warner football, asshole.
They're all movies.
It all plays. It all plays. They were also asking Saban today at the presser if they should expand the playoffs. And he says, look, I'm not the one to decide it. Clearly, you know what they're going for there. Of like, hey, we're tired of Alabama being in this thing. I didn't know he's been in 7 out of 8 playoffs.
Saban?
Jesus Christ.
And I think, how many national championship games? It's another dumb number. Like, he's batting 700 on that or something stupid.
Yeah, he's the GOAT.
Until he retires, college football could be fun.
When he does retire.
Alabama's done. Unless they get
Dabo Sweeney. Not done, but they will. I don't even think Dabo helps. I don't think Dabo's a good coach. I think
he's good. He's a great recruiter, though.
He relies too heavily on
Jesus.
Both Jesus and his assistants.
That's his recruiting. He goes, well, we're going to have a Jesus at our university. You're are you Colonel Sanders? Shut the fuck up.
But like that kind of like old school hard ass coaching style doesn't really play with kids these days.
Mm-mm.
And you can tell like Saban's even adjusted. Like, he's not as big of a dickhead as he used to be.
Yeah.
Back in the day, he made Dolphins players cry.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. There's a video of him making a man three times his size weep on the field.
And, which is what it should be.
And now he's going on his radio show that he does every week and just being like, hey, like, they're just kids. Let them, like, stop being so hard on them. We win. Like, relax.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Again, the ratings will tell the tale on this one, and we'll see what's what. Is this guy ever going to retire is the next question.
He's having fun.
He's what, 70?
Yeah.
If he wins, does he walk off here?
No.
He's having fun. I think he's trying to make...
Keeps him alive.
I think he's trying to make the hill he's on top of insurmountable.
Don't you think it is?
I think it is already.
If he wins this year, that's 8. Nobody...
He's going for 10.
Nobody in the fucking current college football anywhere with any hope of doing anything even close to that.
No.
Certainly not Bill Snyder.
No.
Bill Snyder.
No. Yeah. No. Bill Snyder will be dead in the cold ground.
Do you guys still have the beef going with him?
Yeah, it's a sports channel.
Yeah, I know. Did you find out where he lived?
Well, I might see him tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to the bowl game.
Are Kansas you really?
State, LSU.
Ah, shit. What's the spread on that?
It's in Houston.
What's the spread on that game?
I think it's like 2.
Is it really?
4.
Yeah, I think Kansas State is favored.
I'll watch it because it'll be the only thing on sports-wise tomorrow. But
I'm leaving directly from work, going, driving, watching the game, driving back.
With LSU gear on still? Or was that?
I don't have either gear.
Okay.
I'm going to wear purple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I'm going to get like a good Mardi Gras shirt overnight.
I'm going with all K-State fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend went to K-State. And then did the family go there too?
Just her.
Okay.
She played soccer there.
So. Oh, no shit. Yeah. That's a big deal. You didn't say that.
Yeah, they were like club, so.
Yeah, that's less of a big deal.
She's a D1 soccer player, though.
No, club. No.
Club. It's club.
The school doesn't have an official team
that
plays other university official teams. It's more of like a at the rec center if you want to sign up.
It's like
soccer
rugby.
Against someone.
And soccer is actually an annoying one because that's like if someone's like, "Yeah, I played college hockey," and you're like, "Oh, where?" And
Central Florida.
Yeah, like yeah. Central, yeah, and you're like you didn't.
You no, you were a club.
You yeah, were okay. a part of a fun a group of
league.
Men. Yeah.
We should start a beer soccer league.
I don't know if anybody's ACLs could handle it anymore.
It's obscene that we don't have a softball team.
Well, we have Lansford,
softball
right?
for sure, yeah. Yeah. We have a softball field behind us.
Nick, find us a fucking local softball league to join.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, real quick, let's get into some ads. First up, we have the place where we're making all of our picks for the national championship game, Super Bowl odds, NFL, whatever else, college basketball. That is mybookie.com. If you're looking for an easy New Year's resolution, make your goal to double your money and get a head start with MyBookie's deposit match bonus. All you have to do is use the promo code Drinkin' Bros when you sign up, and you'll get your initial deposit doubled up to $1,000. If you're going to bet on sports, bet with MyBookie, where instant access to action allows you to bet anything, anytime, and from anywhere. That's mobile or desktop. Use the promo code Drinkin' Bros to get started with a double deposit bonus up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. There's also MyBookie pre-roll. I'm going to read that. Okay, ready? If you're going to bet on sports, bet with MyBookie, where instant access to the action allows you to bet anything, anytime, from anywhere. Use the promo code Drinkin' Bros and get started with a double deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's MyBookie.com. All right, I'm going to do Ghost Bed. Just to... Okay. Next up, we've got Ghostbed, ghostbed.com/drinkin'bros. You know what Ghostbed is by now. I don't know what else to tell you. They are the best mattress company and bedding company in the world. Whether you need mattresses, pillows, sheets, mattress toppers, bed frames, whatever, ghostbed.com/drinkin'bros is the best place to go. They have been with Drinkin' Bros forever, like 5+ years in terms of advertising. We have a literal ghost bed in the studio. We cannot recommend them enough. Most people who work here have one. Right now, they're running 2 huge deals. I'm going to tell you about them in order of the discount size. Both are large discounts. So the first one is their bundle deal. What that is, you'll get 40% off your order if you start out with one of their 4 mattresses and their adjustable base and then just build from there. So whatever you want, like 3 mattresses, the adjustable base, and some pillows and sheets, boom, 40% off. Maybe you just want 1 mattress, 1 adjustable base, that's all you want, 40% off. Whatever, no matter how big or small, whatever's in your cart, 40% off if you do the bundle deal. However, Maybe you need to shop a little more a la carte. That is fine as well. What you do is you still go to ghostbed.com/drinkin'bros and you use the promo code drinkin' bros to get 30% off your entire order, whether it's just one pillow or you want three mattresses, but you've already got bed frames, so you don't need their bed frame or their adjustable base or whatever. That's fine too. 30% off with the promo code drinkin' bros. These beds are made in America. They have a 101-night warranty. They have a 20-year warranty. You could try it 101 nights for free, and if you don't like it, you can send it back. You can finance them as well. It's like $35 a month, zero down, 0% financing, and you don't need great credit to get it. I don't know what to tell you. Ghostbed is the best mattress in the world. They all have cooling technology, the mattresses, the pillows, the sheets, et cetera, et cetera. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkin'bros and get one today.
That'd be a blast, actually.
Yeah, we'll go full on with the uniforms, but they'll be goofy. It'll be like the 1967 White Sox
uniforms. The shorts.
The shorts.
Yeah.
But pinstripe shorts. And
pinstripe shorts, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great. And then patent leather shoes.
That'd be fucking fantastic.
We have to do a sport, yeah, that doesn't really require running because we're not tearing ACLs.
No, we're not tearing
ACLs. We're not doing that.
It's too, like, you can't go play basketball anymore. That's not a thing.
I play basketball every day.
I when I play basketball, though, there's a strategy to it. You run from three-point line to three-point line.
Yeah, yeah. You don't go inside, and you don't make any
it's a casual
cuts.
Jog.
Yeah.
You never jump.
Yeah. You never hustle. A lot of defense.
Never play defense.
Yeah.
Your defense is scoring more than you give up.
There is no rooter awakening. It sounds weird because it's a soft sport, but like if you want to feel like a bitch, just go kind of cold turkey, play indoor soccer.
Oh yeah.
You will fucking die.
Yeah,
I used to play soccer, indoor soccer at Bob Jones University. You know what that is?
No.
It's this university in Greenville, South Carolina, where until the early 2000s, interracial dating was off limits. So the fucking local 93.3 like alternative rock radio station would send, I think one of their employees, was a white dude with a black wife.
Yeah.
And they would go to campus all the time and walk through the quad and hold hands and kiss each other. And people
great.
Would show up like, oh, you can't do that. Like, dude, the fuck are you talking about? That's funny and it still exists.
That's rad.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Because, you know, don't mix races, obviously.
Right.
Obviously,
is
yeah.
The point of that.
I actually saw a great tweet the other day that was like, I'm tired of people using Christianity to justify race mixing. And I was like, man, I don't know where that goes on the political yeah. compass.
No. Yeah. No,
idea.
You're
going to need some strings and some yeah. pins, like Charlie Kelly in the basement of the fucking mailroom there.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Definitely on the Z axis.
Exactly. Next up, Giorgio, I wanted to ask you about the Jake Paul, Dana White controversy that's going on here.
That's not going to happen.
Did you read the list of demands from Jake Paul, and are they true?
No, it's not going to happen. Nothing is, like, Dana doesn't like this kid.
I understand that, but
last pay-per-view buys, it's not a great situation
for
him right
now. Have we talked about that on the show yet? 65,000 pay-per-view buys.
65,000 pay-per-view buys for Jake. You don't think, you think it was higher?
No, as a Paul defender.
Yeah.
It's fake news.
Yeah.
But look, the way Showtime defended it was that knockout got seen by over 30 million people online and social media. Does that make up for it?
For free.
All right.
For free.
Darren Revelle.
Great.
Okay. Yeah.
Also, that's... Imagine, who do we shit on for having shitty ratings like the NBA?
Yeah.
Imagine them being like, okay, but that dunk from LeBron on Twitter got 20 million views. Yeah. So who's really winning?
Exactly.
So that's kind of the situation he's in. And so like Showtime signed him, I think, a 4-fight deal.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they do here? It's like, I think they can make their money back on him and kind of parade him out in different things, but he's not doing a cross promotion with the UFC, which I think he's trying to egg Dana on enough to where he eventually just gives in. And that's not Dana's style. Like Dana's like pretty hard rule is you can't go fight in any other promotion that has striking. He'll let you go grapple in other promotions as under UFC contract, and he's not going to bring Paul in like under a UFC, because that's what Masvidal proposed. It was like, hey, we'll do a co-promotion in the UFC if you want to come, and I'll sign a contract where I can't take you down or kick you.
Yeah, Dana found out that somebody other than him might be making some money, and he was like, whoa, guys,
yeah.
fucking exactly. relax.
Yeah, so I'll read the list of demands here. Giorgio, you tell me if this is true or false.
Okay.
So Paul said, Happy New Year, Dana White. Here's a real challenge for you. I will immediately retire from boxing and fight Masvidal in the UFC. If you agree to one, increase minimum fighter pay per fight to 50K, it's currently 12,000 now. Is that true?
Yeah.
It is true.
Yeah. It's insane though that Jake Paul is kind of like the guy that is fighting for UFC fighter pay.
Yeah.
He's on this block now. That's like his thing. It's kind of, you know, it's the worst person you know makes a good point.
Yeah.
Onion article.
Right.
Have you seen this video of, it's the side angle that I hadn't personally seen before of that knockout, and Paul's got his defense up and his right hand is kind of cocked next to his chest, and he does like this, like making a come on motion to Woodley, and then Woodley walks right into the most telegraphed punch I've ever seen in my life.
I like what's going on here. I like Dan on the conspiracy theory. I'm liking this. Dan Holloway.
I can't get behind it.
From that angle, it seemed very suspect to me, honestly. You should go look at it and just make up your own mind. But the other thing is that Jake Paul can't retire from boxing because he hasn't boxed once in his fucking life yet.
Right.
Boxing is when two people who are boxers box.
Right.
Right? If I go to the fucking local batting cage or go to a local t-ball game and just fucking rake against these children.
Yeah.
That doesn't make me a fucking ball player.
So you're saying when I just throw hands with a homeless person, I'm not boxing?
No, that's fine.
That's fine because they're homeless.
They have a lot to lose. That's impressive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or they have nothing to lose. I'm sorry. Then that's impressive. No, it's like me. Shooters. I'm telling you. I just need, like, I want to, let me get in shape and I'll start playing washed up athletes in tennis and demand that Wimbledon accept me in their field.
Yeah.
There's a play-in tournament. I mean, that show up and play in.
That's not even that an invite.
That's not any dumber than just being able to say you're a chick and then compete against women.
Yeah,
right?
You can go swim for Penn.
Now, are you only playing volleyball players in tennis?
There'll be some volleyball players in there. Whatever.
So just fucking, it's like you join an AARP tennis league or some shit and just start wailing on 65-year-olds.
Yes,
I would do that. Fuck old people.
Yes,
it'd be great.
I've said that forever.
Demand that I be put into Wimbledon.
I would make my own ranking chart for the fucking retirement home. And I'm the only person on there.
This is literally what Jake Paul has done, though.
Yeah. So we'll get to number two here. Guarantee UFC fighters 50% of UFC annual revenues, which were $1 billion in 2021.
Stupid. That's a lot of money.
Why 50%?
I don't know.
No, and no fucking business that exists anywhere do the employees in the organization make 50% of the total revenue. That does not exist.
Not even in the NFL.
No. It's like 16 to 17% is what it really is.
Okay. I think PGA might be like 25%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because their overhead is so low for the PGA.
It is. That's true.
Yeah, because the courses are self-maintained.
Well, it's also a giant, like, tax write-off shell company.
Oh, yeah.
The courses make so much money that the amount of money they spend keeping the course good, which you have to do to qualify for the PGA Tour events, that shit is, they make so much goddamn money.
It's an infomercial for whatever tournament is being sponsored by,
Buick,
with like three golf shots in between, but like just FedEx commercial after FedEx commercial.
Well, unlike bowl games, golf, every golf event is really appropriately sponsored.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like a giant hedge fund that robs you of all your money.
It's all white people shit. Yeah. Like, let's face it.
Tiger Woods was definitely not driving Buicks, but the people that were watching him play were definitely driving Buicks.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Right? Can we agree on that?
Absolutely.
Well, he was driving... I'm
Googling a Tiger Woods car accident real quick.
It was a Buick.
No, it wasn't Buick.
Was it?
No. It was Genesis.
I didn't know what Genesis is.
It was a tournament.
It's luxury version. It's a luxury version of a Kia, I think.
Okay, great.
Genesis sponsor.
They were a sponsor
for his tournament.
He drives that car home.
Yeah.
From the tournament.
Exactly.
But not...
It still had the magnet on the side.
What was he driving when Homegirl tried to murder him?
A Cadillac Escalade.
Yeah.
That's what he was, SUV.
Okay.
The nine iron.
Yeah, the nine iron.
That's what I was. I wasn't worried about the rental car. I wanted to know the 2009.
And to be honest, when I'm that hopped up on Vicodin and shit, you got to come at me with something better than a nine iron. Also, yeah. I'll fucking swat that
away. And we forget about the DUI too. He just needs a driver.
Yeah,
Tiger needs a driver.
He's always needed one.
There's no excuse. Like when I see someone like that, or even like the Johnny Damon video, and I'm like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
What's your career earnings?
Him and John Jones should get together and share a driver.
I think Johnny Damon's career earnings were like 180.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should definitely just hire someone.
Whoever John Jones is dating,
hire your friend.
A trainer, too.
Hire your dad. He doesn't need to mow your lawn for $100,000 a year. He just drive you around for $100,000 a year.
Last one.
But if you're going to spend $100,000 a year, I recommend instead of a driver investing that into a monkey co-op.
Jesus Christ. The last one, Giorgio, was provide long-term health care to all fighters. You previously said brain damage is part of the gig. Imagine if the NFL said that. There are many UFC alums who have publicly said that they are suffering from brain damage.
Well, first of all, people that have retired or since retired from UFC have to file a class action lawsuit against UFC before any of that's ever going to get any traction. That's what happened in the NFL. That's what happened. Yeah. There was a massive, like, 72 member fucking class action lawsuit, and they settled out of court and shit, and they made some internal changes. But that's what it took, and that's what it's going to take here.
It'll have to be some sort of structured thing with the amount of fights that you have fought in the UFC.
What if you get brain damage in the first fight? That will never fly. But
I think in that sense, you have to look at the logistics of the business, because if you open yourself up to something like that, that could be a lot of money going out, and that could, like, something like that could take a business under, to be honest.
Really?
Well, that's kind of the price you pay for having combat sports, to be frank.
Right. It's like, how much of that is of your own volition as a practitioner of that? And then, like, it's also really hard to determine if it happened during the event or during preparation for the event. And is it the UFC's responsibility to cover you while you are training for that?
The other thing I find weird about that demand in particular is boxing doesn't have that either. And if he is a boxer, I don't believe the boxing...
Yeah, but there's so many goddamn... organizations and boxing.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. No, but they don't have that either.
Ross is exactly right. No other combat sport has something like that for life. There are, like, off ramps and time periods in which that you are covered, and specific injuries that are diagnosed, like when you go to the hospital after the event, are covered. I would love to see something more for that, like some sort of fund, but I don't think it should just be on the sole back of the UFC. Maybe they could spearhead something in combination with something else, like research hospitals in a way.
Well,
like,
you don't get to pay people shit and not give them benefits. You can do one or the other, but you can't do both. And that's what the UFC does. They do both.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, the NFL also didn't have that for a while. And John Madden used to actually use all the money that he would get for the naming rights.
R.I.P.
For Madden. R.I.P. Yeah. We missed that.
Yeah.
But he would give that money that he made off Madden video games towards retired players. Like,
no, he was evil. He was evil.
He Madden was notoriously anti-plane.
Yeah.
Probably involved in 9/11.
Yep.
He's the perfect smoke screen.
He wouldn't
let anybody shit on the bus. You know that, right?
Rightfully so.
How could a septic tank take any more than his?
Yeah, that's true.
You'd need another bus trailing behind that was just a septic
there
tank.
There was a story that only one guy got to shit on the bus, and it was a famous boxer, I believe.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It was Mike Tyson. He beat the shit out of John Madden and shit on his bus.
That's my guess.
But seriously, it was Tyson, John Madden and Elvis are like the two probably most famous shitters of all time. Maybe President Taft.
Oh, wait. Have you seen
Taft's a big shitter.
Have you seen this guy? I don't remember who it was. He's probably from fucking Deadspin, to be honest. But he wrote something about how the Madden football game had... made the slave.
Yeah, it was plantation cosplay. Yeah,
that's what Rob was alluding to.
Holy shit.
But he wasn't, he was just some rando.
No, he wasn't. He's a professor at a university in Dallas, I think it's Dallas College. Mm. And he also had tweets basically talking about how he plays Madden all the time.
Yeah.
So he's like, I guess, really into plantation cosplay.
Yeah, I guess maybe. He's like whipping a dude and he's like, this is wrong.
Yeah.
Do people just not remember what they tweet?
Oh, probably. I don't.
It's a fire and forget kind of situation.
Yeah, that's Twitter. You can say whatever you want. There's no consequences. And then you walk away.
He was
talking about how Madden was like a main cause of CTE and caused like lots of Americans to plantation cosplay.
Well, because he popularized football.
Yeah. Because he popularized football and violence.
And fantasy football was also plantation cosplay.
Yeah. Mm. Madden said the only mistake that he made off that game was, they offered him part of the video game company itself, but he had to pay. He had to pay for it, and he said no.
Probably should have done that.
Yeah. And he goes, that's the only mistake financially I made off of that. But he ended up making $1 billion afterwards.
That's enough money to run for office without having to pretend to be a fundamentalist.
Yeah. And there was two people who turned down being Madden, which is shocking to me.
What, they cast for the role of Madden?
Yeah. And one of them was like a fucking no-name college coach. And I was just like...
Pat Summerall.
What the fuck? Something Kopp, K-O-P-P. But no, yeah, two people passed, and then it was Madden. In the,
Summer
in the
All 2022 just doesn't have the same ring.
No.
No.
Too
no.
many syllables. I like next year for fantasy football, all-white team. Just so I don't plantation anybody.
Right.
Oh, that'd be great.
Because that's where that leftist ideology goes. You get so worked up about this shit that you end up resegregating.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, yeah.
How do you not see that shit?
Dan, God, if you win it. With an all-white team next year.
Nobody's going to win with an all-white team in any sport.
I know. McCaffrey would have to stay healthy.
It goes back to ancient times in like chariot racing. We did an episode on this for Softcore History. Mm-hmm. The whites, they were one of the worst teams in chariot racing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're slow.
Is that how they did it? It was long whites versus everybody.
There's blues, greens, and then whites. And
reds.
We're just going to make a shirt that said go whites.
Wait, who are the blues?
The blue. It was just four teams, and they like had a color.
And the whites were the worst, huh?
The whites and the greens were terrible.
That's because white is like a fucking surrender flag, right? I mean, yeah. We're not talking about race in that scenario. It's just a randomly assigned color, right?
Yeah, just wanted to make a shirt that said go whites. And then on the back had have a long, really long just dialogue about what that meant. Just like a whole...
explaining like chariot racing. Yeah.
Like Star Wars paragraphs?
Yeah, literally, yeah.
The greens were one of the... two best teams with the blues. It was, I think, the red and the whites were the.
Oh,
worst.
The reds and the whites were shitty. Okay, yeah.
Okay. Last but not least, here, Klay Thompson is expected back on Sunday against the Cleveland Cavaliers. How good will this Warriors team be if he comes back healthy?
The best team in the NBA by probably about 20%. To be honest, I still don't believe. Like, there's no way that Kyrie Irving plays half of their games and is like super on point the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not how life works, right?
No.
For a young guy like that, this is not how it goes. Although kudos to him for breaking the will of the NBA, which is what he did, by the way.
Like, he broke the will of the Nets.
The NBA is completely reverse course on all this fucking mandate bullshit.
Speaking of worst guy, you know, makes a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving's the kind of guy that has like multiple religious tattoos. Like,
yeah.
Pick a side, asshole.
Right. Yeah.
Come on, man. The Warriors, the emergence of Andrew Wiggins, whatever they did to his head.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Well, he didn't have to be the guy. Steph Curry's the guy and doesn't have a problem being the guy. And I think that took a lot of pressure off of him. Whereas in Minnesota, they wanted him to be the franchise and the guy. Now he doesn't have to do that. With Klay Thompson coming back, my God, man, it seems unfair if that team stays healthy.
They don't have to. They can ease him in. Like, they're already mm-hmm. the one seed in the West. They don't have to. They don't need him to come in and go fucking bananas. Like, he can play himself into game shape.
Yep.
Over the course of the year, and they'll be fucking fine.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's a scary team. I still think the Bucks, by the way, beat the Nets in the Eastern Conference.
I have no faith in the Nets at all.
I don't either.
No.
Not in the playoffs. They're soft.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, soft teams don't win in the playoffs. Everybody talks about the Warriors' offense in those years, but their transition offense, based on their defensive play, was what really was the catalyst for their wins. And that's another thing. Wiggins is playing fucking defense.
Yeah.
That's never happened before. He's also shooting 5 points higher from three than he ever has in his career. And I think 8 points over his career average. That's a big deal for a guy like that. It's because he's on a team where people move the ball around.
Yeah.
It's not Carl Anthony Towns in the fucking high post all the time.
Right.
They have movement on offense, and that's perfect for a guy like that. He gets tons of open fucking jump shots.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun team to watch.
Imagine how many more open jump shots he's going to get, by the way, when it's either Clay or Steph in the corner.
Yeah.
And there's somebody, one of the two of them is cycling the ball at the top of the key with Draymond Green, and you have Andrew Wiggins and Klay Thompson, or Andrew Wiggins and fucking Steph Curry, and movement at the baseline. Are you fucking kidding me? How do you defend that shit?
I thought when they made that trade, I think I said it on the show, that was a dog shit move to get Wiggins out there, yeah. and it worked out. And
they completely changed the way he plays basketball.
Where do you put Steve Kerr on NBA coaches right now?
Right now,
rankings.
He's probably the best right now.
Go, like the current best going right now?
Yeah, I would say so.
I don't see a good argument against that, to be honest.
And then can me and Rob do our college basketball show real quick? Every game is canceled.
Yes.
Is it really?
Yeah. They're all canceled.
No shit.
It's like just about. Like literally every day it's like you see a John Rothstein tweet saying this game's canceled, COVID protocol.
January is going to be a fucking rough ass month.
Yeah, I watched the Ohio State game last night, but that was the first time they've played in like a month. I mean, it was fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah. Well, the problem is if you lose four dudes on a football team, you just keep moving.
Yeah.
You lose four dudes on a basketball team, and that's like a third of your roster.
I think you should have to pull students out of the stands.
I agree with that. Or pull from your women's team.
Yeah.
Or both.
Either one.
Have the women play football.
And co-rec team?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Why not? See what happens. Kreger's, $9.99. Appreciate it. Yes, you can in video games, he's saying.
I don't know what he's referring to.
You do and you don't. You know? You do and you don't.
What?
I think he meant to assembling teams, probably.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the new NBA 2K game that comes out is going to have the women's.
The WNBA?
You're kidding.
Hell yeah.
FIFA is going to play that.
Why are we pretending? It's like on. That fucking
Let's, no one. I want to I'll play it if they have the same ratings as the men's players. It's just women, but they're fucking like crushing dunks shit.
As long as Deladon's in the game, I'm sold. Let's go.
I think women should have to play that fucking version of basketball where it's the trampolines everywhere. Remember that shit from Spike TV or whatever the fuck back in the day?
Yeah.
You can still go to those places.
Slam ball.
Slam ball.
Pat Croce, the former GM for the Sixers, was the founder of Slam ball.
Wow.
He was also a big putt-putt guy in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, yeah, huge.
You know, owned every mini golf course in Tampa.
Smart.
Yeah. I know there's probably not a lot of chance of this, but wouldn't it be funny if the Lakers missed the playoffs?
That'd be rad.
I mean, there's three more months. Three and a half more months.
They're outside. They're in the tournament right now.
They're in seven.
They're in the play-in tournament, so they could miss the actual field if they really.
Well, the other part is they're talking about trading Russell Westbrook right now for Al Horford for the Celtics
and two
other shitty people. I don't know why. I don't know what's happening with that team.
I heard John Wall again.
Yeah. I heard John Wall again, too.
John Wall is just bad Russell Westbrook.
Well, he's injured.
He's literally not playing.
Russell Westbrook. Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Last but not least, I know I said that before, but this Mina Kimes thing. She posted this tweet. Everybody's been talking about it. It was an email by a guy named Charles Brown, which, why are you naming your kid Charlie Brown? To start off with, if you're just a parent in this world, doesn't make any sense to me. Mina, stop embarrassing yourself and pretending you know anything about male sports. The only reason you're at ESPN is due to affirmative action. Jeff Saturday must privately feel so emasculated having to pretend to have an intellectual back and forth with about professional football with somebody wearing lipstick in high heels. Look, I'm not a big Mina Kimes fan whatsoever.
She's fine. She's whatever.
When you watch her, do you feel like she knows a lot about football?
Well spoken.
We're already canceled anyway.
She Colin
we can't
Powell?
Have any jobs fucking... after this. Yeah. What is your honest opinion? Like, here's the thing. When it comes to men's and women's sports and all that other shit, there was a female announcer that fucking knocked it out of the park doing NBA the other night.
Mm-hmm. Doris Burke?
No.
Well, Doris Burke is the fucking GOAT.
She's great.
But of all female commentators of sports, she's the best ever.
Yeah. There's one who does play-by-play, and she just absolutely crushed it. I look at Mina
Sixers.
Kimes.
Sixers play-by-play. Yeah, yeah. Kate Scott, I think her name is.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's good.
Two first names. I don't like that.
Yeah. Mina Kimes, though, I could never get behind in this. I look at this, like Jeff Saturday just looks at her and is like, God damn it, man. I was one of the greatest players of all time, and I've got to sit here.
If anything, men should look at more men that way who are on TV and clearly don't know what the fuck they're talking about sports.
Like former, great example.
Like former, I don't care if the three or however many people in the booth are former athletes or not. I want them to know what the fuck they're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
God damn it. Why doesn't Charlie Whitehurst have a job in fucking broadcasting?
Good boy Jesus.
He probably knows more about football than he's played like three downs his entire career.
I don't think that man's ever spoken.
Maybe I don't think he hasn't.
He may not be allowed to.
He was on my high school team, by the way. Yeah. He's not a big talker, that one. But I look at like Dan Orlovsky, right? He was one of the worst quarterbacks of all time. When I hear him talking about. When I hear him talking about other quarterbacks, I look at him the same way as I do. I mean, when I'm just like, man, you're going to give me advice on what a fucking good quarterback is? Like, you were terrible. You were absolutely terrible.
What do you think of Trent Dilfer?
Yeah, but the best managers in baseball are typically failed catchers, right?
Yeah.
Every now and again, you get a good catcher that transitions, but usually it's failed catchers.
That's true.
They're usually, and even if they're not like anything, they're bad. Like, Bill Belichick never played in the NFL, played a little bit in college. Mm. Nick Saban. played at Kent State, like tight end at with Kent State. He's a midget, and he was D end at Kent State.
He got a scholarship because he shot some of those kids.
No, he was
really
wasn't he a corner?
No, he was a defensive end at Kent State. Like all the best minds in the sports usually, or beyond that, like the woman thing to me is absurd because like 20, 25 years ago, how many people were like, I don't need no homo with an economics degree from Yale telling me about how baseball's played or what's important in baseball. Like that doesn't like you just keep moving the goalposts on that. I don't know anything about Mina Kimes. I don't really watch Monday Night Football very much.
I hate her. Yeah.
Is she entertaining? Because the shit Terry Bradshaw says about football is fucking stupid, but he's entertaining.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
He kind of admits it, though. He's almost self-deprecating at this point, where he's just like, I am so old that I don't know what I'm saying right now.
The Mina Kimes thing, I don't understand.
She's cute.
Howie Long is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's very specific. It's a specific type. You like to be talked down to if you date a Mina Kimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is that? What do you mean talk down to?
You ever look at a girl and you're like, oh, that she can tell. She in every relationship, she's just like, why don't you make more money? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Like that, there's a certain look.
I've just never been offended by anything she said. She's just kind of just there, you know?
I don't understand. I love like good announcers and good sideline people. Like that's fun. But if they're bad, it's usually inoffensive to me because I'm not like, even when I'm not demanding information from them, like they're not keeping something from me that I need.
Yeah. To be honest, I had no idea who this person was before today.
Yeah.
So I'm going to continue not giving a shit.
Okay. Okay. watch the Monday night countdown tonight, heading into this Browns Steelers game
or don't.
Yeah. You can see who Mina Kimes is. Right. I'm just not a personal fan of Mina Kimes.
They're not even I couldn't actually even tell you who any of the people in the booth for Monday Night Football are. The only shit I ever hear about now is the Manning cast.
Yeah.
I don't know.
One of them is that, God, what the fuck's that dude's name?
Lewis Reddick?
Yeah, Lewis Reddick. Yeah. I don't really care for him.
No,
that
me neither. I don't care for that Monday Night.
And it's
night
not
booth.
Because Lewis, he would be a great third guy in a broadcast, but he's a shitty second guy.
Right.
Why would he be, like, you got a play-by-play guy, he's your analysis guy, I get it. He's very smart. The stuff he says about football, I think, is probably right a lot. But he is boring as shit.
Yeah.
God damn, he's boring, man. Monday Night Football is like one of your best products.
Yeah.
Why would you put that motherfucker in there?
I don't know.
And how do you feel as one of the two top guys on Monday Night Football when ESPN's like, hey, you guys are doing a great job. We're going to have these two brothers run a simultaneous fucking cast so they can talk and people will enjoy it.
Against you.
Yeah.
On our own network.
That sucks.
And by the way, I really don't believe that this guy hates bad broadcasting unless he also shows receipts for emails he sent to Booger McFarland before they took him off the podcast, because that guy is actually offensively bad at his job.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Just because he had the Booger Mobile that just blocked audiences field of
that
view.
That was the fucking
worst.
We
got stuck behind that at a game. I forget which one it was, but like it was so high off the ground. The first like 10 rows, 15 rows, you're nuked by him. And it goes faster than you think too, by the way.
Yeah.
So like a 50-yard bomb from like Tyreek, you know, Tyreek
Hill.
Yes. They got that thing at fucking top speed so he can get down there. His fat ass.
The dumbest thing. I'd rather go back to Dennis Miller. Like truly.
Dennis Miller, was he in there?
He was a Monday Night Football guy.
Was he really?
Dennis Miller kept telling jokes that wove in like Victorian literature, and people like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro?
It's know your football. Audience. NFL fans are the biggest meatballs.
Yeah.
Like talk about sausage.
Every NFL fan is Sean.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. RIP Sean. I think he got killed in a plane crash.
Yeah, I think so.
We had a text, something, hey, me and my Mexican family were flying back and on a midnight flight and we didn't make it.
Yeah.
I made it.
Yeah, you made it. I made it yesterday. Dan made it.
Yeah,
we
but
all
that's
made it.
Well, I didn't fly anywhere.
You didn't fly to Orlando?
One of my flights was getting delayed the day before that I was going to go there. I'm like, fuck this shit.
I'm not
getting stuck in Florida.
Yeah.
No way. Because, you know, I could have run into AOC.
Yeah. She was down in Miami.
No, but she's still there.
Partying.
She was at a fucking party at a drag show last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maskless.
Obviously,
out people.
Obviously,
enjoying freedom.
Why not? That's the only place you can do it. Was Sean texting you right now?
No.
Okay.
I was seeing if he's in chat, but
he's got a Santa tracker on his phone. It's Sean.
Yeah. Sean's not in the chat because the Cowboys lost.
He's got the office bug.
Oh, the Cowboys, before we leave here today, the Cowboys are really butthurt about one call. There were a bunch of other fucking plays in that game too, guys.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
You know, maybe that one was pretty important. I'll give you that. But there were a bunch of other plays. Like the play where you gave Ezekiel Elliott money. Instead of
45 million.
Yeah. Instead of sending him a contract when he was sitting out in Mexico, they should have sent him a bill.
Yeah.
Like, you pay us $25,000 and we'll give you like 3 carries a game, because that's basically what he's worth. He's going to end up this season with about 950 yards, probably somewhere around there, but completely empty.
It's true. He should pay the Cowboys for exposure.
God damn.
Yeah, by the way, the Cowboys have not beat a 10-win team this year.
Oh, they're not going to.
No.
No, they're gonna fucking.
That's a first round exit.
They're a first round exit for sure.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it depends. Who do they got there?
It doesn't matter. Let's see.
If I talked to Benny the
other day. There's no way to look it up.
I think they have a home game.
If the season ended today, which it's not going to, unfortunately.
They're playing somebody shitty, though, the last week.
Dallas 4. Yeah, they'll be playing the 49ers right now.
Niners.
I'm sorry. They'll be playing the Cardinals again. If things stay like this.
Boy. I don't know how that works, because the one is the only team with the bye, so two plays us. So Bucks
two plays seven?
Yeah, two plays seven.
Yeah, two plays seven.
Three plays six. So
four, five.
It's the same. Yeah. They play Cardinals. You're right.
Man. They'll probably lose. I mean, the Cardinals are a better team.
Yeah.
And the Cardinals will lose to anybody that comes out in the next round after that.
Yeah.
Probably. They're soft. So
I agree. So they'll be out of there in a second. Sean will be hanging from the rafters.
I wouldn't be surprised if the NFC Championship game is Packers Rams or Packers Bucks. Either one of those would be not
Rams,
surprising.
Baby, let's fucking go.
Packers Bucks is my guess.
That whoever the Buccaneers play in the second round, that's going to be a really interesting game.
Yeah, I agree. Well, we'll see what happens, kids. We will be here. Giorgio.
Sup?
Who do we got in MMA this month? Who's the card?
Francis Ngannou is fighting Cyril Gane.
Finally, huh?
Mm-hmm. I don't care.
He's finally fighting. That'd be a great one. Actually.
Heavyweight title.
Yeah, that'll be a great fight, actually.
It's former training partners.
Yeah.
How long does that match go?
Five rounds or three?
No, it'll be five rounds.
It'll be five rounds for the title.
I'm saying, how long do you think the fight will last?
I don't think Cyril Gane can knock out Ngannou.
I think he can.
I do too. I think
I've been
close.
Sleeping on Cyril Gane. But Gane is, I think, they're the two best athletes at heavyweight by far, like easily. Like, they're super good athletes.
I don't see that fight going past three.
Especially with Francis. If Francis wins, it's by knockout.
Georgia?
Yeah, if Francis wins, it's by knockout. I see Cyril Gane with a head kick. I don't know why. I'm just, I'm feeling that. I feel like it's going to be crazy. I'm really pumped for this. I'm really pumped for Cyril Gane to fight Stipe next, or probably fight John Jones if he ever gets his shit together.
No. John Jones is done.
Dana gives a lot of people rope.
No, I just don't think. Yeah. I don't think if Jones was super into it or thought he had anything to prove, I think he would have been doing it this whole time. I think mentally he's just done with the whole thing, to be honest.
We'll find out. I want to see if McGregor gets tested, because he's clearly on steroids.
Right now.
Oh, he is
my
massive
God.
Right now. So
I've never seen
Conor going to heavyweight.
He's probably going to hide. He's going to get a panic.
You know exactly what he's doing.
He's swollen right now.
He's gaining up to go fight Nick Diaz at 170. Ugh. And so that's why he's getting all swole. Also, I think Donald Cerrone's coming back, and he's going to fight Patty the Batty at 155, which is going to be super interesting.
Is it?
So, yeah. Yes,
I love the names. I'd pay for the McGregor Diaz fight for sure.
I think after that, you might see McGregor. If you don't see McGregor Diaz, you'll see McGregor Chandler.
Do you really want to see Cowboy fight again?
No.
At this point in his career?
Nope. No.
I want to see Patty fight.
I would like to see somebody write Cerrone a $5 million check and just let him take it and go home.
Yes. He doesn't end up in a wheelchair. He would still keep fighting.
Like, pay him for time served and shit like that. But that dude is, his head is too hard.
Yes.
Man.
He lives on a crazy ranch in New Mexico where all they do is skateboard and ride dirt bikes and fight each other. And he has this huge gym at his house in his ranch. He just fought Craig Jones in a what's called a combat jiu-jitsu where you can palm strike people and slap them. So, I mean, he's going to keep doing this.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. I don't think he would be not competitive. What I think is that the style of fighting he does doesn't lend itself to a long career, and he managed to have a long career, which means his brain is salad.
I don't want to see him take any more shots. No, I don't like either. Cowboy.
I don't want to see Ferguson fight again either. I think he might die.
Same. Man.
I want to see Ferguson fight Chandler. I want that to
happen. It'd be a fun fight, but as far as if he ends up in a wheelchair, like, those are the two guys that are at the top of the list for sure.
They've taken a lot of damage.
Maybe a lot of damage.
Max Holloway's probably up there too.
And Ortega after his last two fights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Max Holloway's the dude that always, like, at the end of a round, he's like, hey, you just want to punch each other?
Yeah.
Fuck, kind of strategy is that? I mean, he's never gotten knocked out like that, but that still doesn't seem like a great
idea. It's a strategy for an extra 50 grand at the end of the night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
50 G's, baby.
50 G's. Thanks for tuning in. Who do you guys got on Softcore History?
Tonight?
Yeah.
We are doing kind of the ancient history of weightlifting.
No shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Woo. Was that yours?
It's mine, of course.
Your topic. Yeah. There you go. I knew it.
New year.
New you.
Same bullshit.
Subscribe on iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. That is all the advertisers care about. For D'Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, Papa Giorgio, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap at 5 p.m. Eastern. Good night, everyone.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.